This is 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
Have you ever bought or sold anything on eBay? The online company has been hacked and it is now asking you and its 150 million users to change their passwords. The attack occurred late February, early March, yet was only detected 2 weeks ago. Freelance technology and internet commentator Stilgherrian, good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Hello. You sound very happy. There's a lot of
nervous. Well, I'm happy because I've already changed my eBay password.
Yeah, really? After this, or you do that regularly?
No. Well, in this case, immediately I heard this news, although it is, of course, an idea to keep your passwords changing from time to time anyway, just in case companies don't tell you about these sorts of problems, although eBay is an American company, so they're generally required by law to tell us.
Why are we only finding out about this now?
Two factors. One is that the sad fact is about two-thirds of all data breaches, that is two-thirds of all hacks into an organization when data is stolen, are only discovered months later. So this is what's happened in this case. eBay only discovered months later that the hackers had been in there, and that's sadly typical. Now, the reason that they then have taken 2 weeks from the time they discovered the problem until the time they told us, that's a question I would have for them, because I thought it would be more responsible to tell people straight away that there is a problem, because it's obviously better to change your password and protect yourself when there really isn't a problem, just to be safe, than to have this two-week window period where maybe there's been a problem and we haven't been told about it.
That's a pretty big head start that hackers have, 2 weeks. I mean,
absolutely.
What can they do? I mean, if they've got your information, how do you know? And changing your password, is that going to make any difference if they now know where you live?
Well, that's the problem, and that's why these massive data breaches are so important for people as individuals and industry to respond to. We have somewhere up in the 150 million, maybe, people whose names, home addresses, email addresses, dates of birth, and a kind of encrypted version of their password has been stolen. Now, just having someone's name, address, and date of birth is a long way towards being able to steal their identity online. And once you have even an encrypted version of their password, there are ways of decrypting that if they haven't been properly protected. And then hackers can then try to see whether that same password works on any other accounts that you might have. But certainly, you know, as soon as you have name, phone number, home address and date of birth, that means someone can phone your telco, phone your bank and start to pretend being you on the phone. And that's a serious problem.
All right. Look, I have with me in the studio, Stilgherrian, Leona Luke, and she produces breakfast. She's one of our casuals here. And Leona, you had an eBay experience recently. What happened?
Well, it wasn't actually eBay. We actually had our laptop hacked, and they actually got into our bank account so they could see what password we were typing in and that sort of thing, just on our home computer. And it was terrifying, actually. We had no idea. The bank actually informed us that money had been shifted from one account to the other and thousands of dollars had been transferred out to another bank.
And do you regularly change your passwords?
Look, not regularly, no. No, to be honest, we'd had the same password for quite some time. But, the bank actually even said to us that it's such a widespread problem now that they basically can't keep up with it.
Wow. And Stilgherrian, on that, when I think eBay and you talk about your transaction details, i.e. bank details, the last time I used eBay, 1,000 years ago, but there was you used PayPal.
Well, yeah, look, you do have PayPal tightly integrated with eBay. PayPal is owned by eBay, but they've said in their official statement that that's all separate databases from the ones that the hackers have compromised on this occasion. So those things that I listed before, essentially your contact details and date of birth, that's the database that was exposed. And the other databases that might contain credit card details or PayPal details are believed to be safe at this stage. But we shall see. The story that your colleague told there is actually fairly typical. That's the kind of your computer gets infected with malicious software, malware. This specific anti-banking malware, which once it gets onto your computer is looking out for your live internet banking sessions. And once you log into your internet banking, it can then, you know, monitor your password and as you type it and log in later. Also then start making transactions in the background. So while the banks do have ever-improving anti-fraud mechanisms, the message they said is right. Look, it's a constant, well, an arms race with the hackers. And, you know, whether you say the banks are ahead or the hackers are ahead depends on, you know, whether we've had a good week or not.
Yeah, and I've just got the official statement here from eBay, which reads, this is just some of it, of course, the database, which was compromised late Feb, early March, included eBay customers' name, encrypted password, email address, physical address, phone number and date of birth. However, the database did not contain financial information or other confidential personal information. The company said that the compromised employee login credentials were first detected about 2 weeks ago. Extensive forensics subsequently identified the compromised eBay database, resulting in the company's announcement today.
Yeah, it's always the case that there are going to be key systems administrators or other important administrative staff in an organisation who their logins into the system are the ones that, if you, to use that overworked phrase, they're the keys to the kingdom. Those people are meant to be able to operate everything. And so organizations are targeted. Those individuals are targeted with very precise looking emails that look like they're genuine, but are in fact an attempt to lure them to click on a link to go to some compromised website, which then infects their computer. And then using that employee's access, the hackers can come in and, you know, as far as the system's concerned, that is a legitimate login from that administrative person. Now, that's always something that organizations need to try very hard to protect those logins, to say, hang on, we won't accept a login unless it's using two-factor authentication. That's using, say, not just your username and password, but a separate thing sent to you by SMS on your phone, or anyone who works in a bank or at a government agency like Centrelink will know about the little devices they carry with them that will generate a kind of random looking number on the fly that verifies it as them. And also we have systems whereby you say, hang on, you know, John was logging in, but he was in New York yesterday and suddenly it's saying he's in Czechoslovakia. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And block that. So, you know, it's just on this occasion. Part of me wants to really put the boot into eBay because this is actually one of the top five data breaches ever that's been disclosed, if the numbers we're talking about are true, if it's all 150-odd million customers. It's in the top five. But at the same time, they're not doing any worse than everyone else in the industry, except possibly for banks themselves, and they tend not to talk about it.
Stilgherrian is with me on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. eBay's been hacked. That's what we're talking about. What details of yours may have been compromised. The old story, Stilgherrian, used to be that a Mac is not susceptible to these attacks. Is that still the case?
No, and I suspect it never was the case. The issue is that certain technologies that were used to write the viruses that would infect computers, yes, Macs were not as vulnerable by a long shot to that sort of thing as Windows was, but we're talking 10 years ago that was the case. Microsoft have dramatically improved the security technologies in Windows, and as Macs became more popular, particularly the laptop models, and as the tablet computers, you know, the iPads and iPhones and so on became more popular as well, it started to be worth the effort for the bad guys to work out ways of attacking in. So the other thing is that a lot of the kind of phishing attempts to steal passwords and so on, I mean, what we're talking about in the eBay hack is all about stuff that happened out at eBay. The passwords or the encrypted passwords and details were stolen from eBay. So it really doesn't matter how good your protection was at your end. That wasn't where the attackers hit.
Stilgherrian, thank you so much. Takeaway message for anyone who may have just caught the tail end of this chat thinking, what? eBay's been hacked? Oh, my gosh. What do I do?
Takeaway message, change your eBay password now. if you use that same password for anything else, you shouldn't be, but you probably did. So change the passwords at all of those places now. And while you're at it, get a password management tool. There's plenty around. They don't cost much money, and that will allow you to use long, complex, and impossible to remember passwords, different ones for every site you visit. It's the way we should be doing things today. I think the final message is, if you can remember what your password is, it's too simple.
Yeah, and how many people use their date of birth? Yeah, let's not even go there. Still, Gerrion, yeah. Always a pleasure. Thank you very, very much. We're a few minutes away from the latest ABC News at 9.